Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Denver Sports Station, 1043 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Benny?
Mike. Yeah. What day is it, Mike?
There you go.
Pump day?
Yes, it is. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to it. All downhill from here as we cruise on into the weekend. Good morning, Mark Schlereth.
Well, good morning, Michael. How are you?
I love when we have texts waiting for us.
Oh, yeah.
Like James in Starkville, Mississippi, who's become a regular contributor to the show. Thank you, James. He says, I'm at dinner with my wife, and ESPN2 is on. Some game called Spikeball is playing, and guess how they decide who serves first at the beginning of the game? That's right. Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, my gosh.
Rock, paper, scissors. Let's see how competitive you are.
Thought you all ought to know.
That is great.
We do need to know that stuff.
Yeah, when I get to Philly, we may be playing Spikeball. Right? I get to Philly, I'm sitting down with Nick Sirianni. There's a little Spikeball thing in the corner. Like, let's go. Let's get it on.
Paper, scissors. Let's see how competitive you are.
I just can't wait to hear the story of how he reacts when you walk into the coach's meeting and you're like, all right, coach, here we go.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Do this.
You ready?
Right.
I'm competitive. You competitive?
I'll have to run it by, but you know how it goes. You run it by a producer. They run it by the
PR person.
The PR person gets his, he gets like puckered up.
I don't know. Coach wants to do that. I don't know if he'll find the humor in that.
Yeah.
Another one waiting for you from JP. Quoting George Payton, I thought we needed to get better with team speed.
Yeah.
Cue the stink rant.
There's not a stink rant. That is not a stink. You do have to have team speed. Speed does not indicate the level of football ability you have. Team speed, to me, is a big special teams indicator. When we got guys that are fearless players, that are running down, covering kicks, I mean, that's one of the toughest jobs there is in the National Football League. And team speed becomes important. And when you have special teams issues, there are several places you look at. When I look at overall depth of a football team, you usually can tell what kind of depth you have by the way guys cover kicks and by how good your special teams are. It's a big indicator. Talk to anybody who knows anything that coaches in the NFL, and they'll talk about the importance of team speed especially on the special teams unit. So yeah, speed in and of itself doesn't make you a great football player. It makes you fast. Now we have to couple team speed with really good football players. That's what you're looking for.
Boy, Payton was really adamant about how disappointed he was with the special teams play. Why they went out, they made the deal with San Francisco to bring in the linebacker, Griffith, who's known to be a very good special teams player. And he was really down on the special teams, which
sure.
I would just think, though, and this is why I've been reluctant to get on Tom McMahon, because I just don't think that they've had the personnel, but with the roster getting better, there's no reason why, with the roster getting better, better football players, not necessarily better athletes, but better football players, better IQ and all that, there's no reason why the special teams should still be an issue, that you have to go out and make a deal like this. That surprised me that, A, they made the deal, and B, I guess that Payton was so down on the special teams.
Well,
I thought the two would go hand in hand.
Right. It doesn't surprise me that they made the deal. I think the other thing that you have to understand, Mike, is I know that special teams is a way to carve out a role on a team. And, you know, there's one guy that's probably better known in recent decades for his special teams play. It was Tasker back in the day.
Yeah.
Today it's the Slater kid.
Yeah.
You know, Jackie Slater's son that plays for New England. He's a wide receiver that plays nothing but special teams.
Heath Burns here.
Heath Burnsy. And it's one of those situations, like, Slater will go to the Hall of Fame as a special teams player eventually. Like, that's probably how good he's been on special teams. So the bottom line is this, though. When you're in battles and camp battles for jobs, you're battling for those jobs. I think sometimes the special team stuff is not necessarily your main role. You're thinking about, I need to make this team. I'm in a camp battle at linebacker. I'm trying to make it as a starting linebacker. I'm trying to make it, and I think that sometimes your role as special teams, especially in training camp, is like, oh, here we go. We got to go do special teams. As opposed to when you've got a defined role on a football team and you know your deal is special teams, that's a little different in the way, you know, in the way probably mentally you approach it to some degree. So, but I'm with you. I think this roster has definitely improved. The special teams now, like, I guess now there are no excuses for McMahon. There have been
correct.
In the past.
Correct.
Now there are none. You weren't very good in special teams. And you were rotating guys, you know, you were rotating returners. Like, I don't think the main returner lets that ball hit after a 60 whatever yard punt. And that was, you know, that was Kendall Hinton that let that ball touch the ground. Like, I don't think that happens with your regular returner. So again, that's a special teams gaffe that probably wouldn't happen if you were playing your regular teamers.
Love it when we have texture on texture crime here.
Yes.
Outcast, not happy with the praise that James in Starkville, Mississippi is getting, says technically James is an 8 a.m. skimmy. Well, no, I'm it. Mississippi is central, right?
No, is it? It depends on what part. I don't know where Starkville
right,
is.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that he's central. The text came in at like 5:50 a.m., which would make him a 6 a.m. central listener.
All right, wait a minute.
He fits the bill. 6 a.m. listeners, 6 a.m. texters are the best, so there you
Benny,
go.
Can you give us a little, is Benny there?
A little FM music.
Our master. All right.
Okay.
What time zone is Starkville, Mississippi in?
This is radio. This is radio.
Okay.
Oh, God. Let me read one more.
Okay, the current local time and time zone. Okay, world clock, please. In Starkville, it's 7:07, so you are correct.
It's central.
It is central.
There you go. Just Outcast, like you're wrong.
Yeah, Outcast, pound sand.
That's right. Millennial Blake texts in. I text in today, but there's nothing I'm potentially wrong about. Okay. Yeah, I have him on himself. From John Stink, if you don't immediately throw out your hands when you walk in the room with a Phillies head coach and challenge him to rock, scissors, paper, I will lose so much respect. Screw the Fox suits. Do it.
Yeah, I think that's here's the problem is like, I want to get it recorded on my iPhone. So you have to ask to do those things. So if he, like, I'll know what kind of guy he is when I ask him to record it on Let's Go Challenge.
Yeah.
I'll know what kind of guy he is. He goes, oh, yeah, let's play that. Let's do this.
He'll do it.
He needs to do it.
It'll be a bad look if he does not. Mm-hmm. Outcast apologizes, says, my bad. Okay. coming up next, why are more Bronco fans getting behind Teddy Bridgewater? That's next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
Emotional. I'm a little bit choked up. Our little Benny.
Yeah.
Our little millennial Ben.
The little fellow.
He's now a blogger.
What?
Yep.
Benny. What is he blogging?
I wrote a blog. He wrote a blog at denverfan.com. Bridgewater primed to make one of the best sports comebacks ever. That if you consider his story.
Yes.
Late first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Good start to his career, and then that traumatic knee injury that almost cost him a leg.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now here he is working his way back. Now an opportunity to start for the Denver Broncos. It could be one of the great comeback stories in Denver sports history, in NFL history.
Yeah, it really could be one of those, you know, made for television. Kurt Warner's got a movie coming out in December. Kind of his story from bagging groceries to Arena Football League to...
I heard it's bad.
NFL Hall of Famer. I saw some of the...
Outtakes?
Well, yes.
Trailer?
The trailer. Yeah.
Rough.
It looked like it was shot on an iPhone, but... No, it's
not Red Dawn.
It's not.
It, the, 30 seconds yeah. left.
The rise of Coach Dolan.
Edgar, you got to stop with the Cowboy. Get Danny on the corner. Tell him to get his ass out of bounds. Lead your team 9. You got to stop the clock. Field goal, Archer.
Coach, come on, let me go for it.
You got to be kidding me. Field goal. Come on.
Kidner, what the hell are you doing?
It's for the podcast, the school website.
Hey, I'm cursing that podcast.
No, sir.
Yeah.
I went Dilfer on him right there.
You did go Dilfer.
Yeah, I went Dilfer on him.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
I think Dilfer was thinking of Coach Dolan when he went off like that.
Oof. Yeah, my boy Dilfer got a little heated. Yeah, it wasn't. I'm just surprised I wasn't cast in some form or fashion.
But back to Bridgewater.
Okay.
It does have a chance to be a great story.
Yes.
Why... do I get the sense that Broncos country is, at best, lukewarm when it comes to the whole idea of Teddy?
Because, well, it's because the thought of youth and potential springs hope. If he, hey, the talent, if he just gets it, if he just... the only thing that talent gives you is an opportunity. And it is your responsibility as a player to take advantage of said talent. And if you can't, like, this is what I don't understand. And obviously, it was very clear to me why Bridgewater won over Locke. I'm not saying that Locke didn't make vast improvements, but it was very clear why. There was a clear delineating line on why Bridgewater won that competition in my mind, and I think in the mind of most people who really follow football or really know the game. I see where it can be clouded for somebody like you that just doesn't get it.
Wow.
But
what a dick.
But the bottom line,
what a Richard Nine.
I can
Joel
see
Joel Klatt coming up at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
By the way, everybody.
Yes, I can see why. I can see why that happens. Right, I understand why that happens. But Teddy doesn't inspire illusions of grandeur. He doesn't. He is steady Teddy. He is Teddy Two Gloves. He is Teddy Checkdown. He is, as Joel Klatt said last week on the program, I don't want the splash plays. Right? The splash plays are great, but they're splash plays positive and negative. We saw that. We saw that in the last preseason game with Drew Locke. What I want is consistency, especially when you're constructed the way the Broncos are. They kept 23 players on offense, 27 players on defense with 3 special teamers. They're constructed and they are paid handsomely on the defensive side of the ball. And they have, oh, by the way, a defensive coach. So that's what they see. And I think the fans see that, hey, it's only a matter of time before Justin Fields gets his opportunity, right? Mac Jones just usurped Cam Newton, and Cam Newton got kicked out of New England. You got Zach Wilson's going to start in with the Jets. You got, you know, Trevor Lawrence is going to start. You know, out of the 5 quarterbacks taken, 4, is it 4 that are going to start, or 3 are starting? But it's just
a matter of time with Fields. Lance maybe takes a little while longer, but that was expected all along. I think you're half right.
Oh.
Half right. You're all right about the draw of youth and potential. I think the other thing, though, is I think Broncos country is just tired and worn out trying to get behind these underdog Cinderella stories. I mean, think about who they've been propped or who's been propped up in a way that they've been like, hey, get behind this rags to riches story. I mean, first it was Trevor Siemian.
Getting cleats on the grass.
You know, then it was, you know, Case Keenum.
Keenum, there's the interception.
Let's mix in the triumphant return of Brock Osweiler.
Ball security is job security.
And let's not forget about
Flacco.
Joe Flacco, right. Joe
Flacco is tall.
Yeah, right. Yes. Right. Let's keep going. Who else were they sold on? I mean, we even had the gamer.
Yeah.
Brandon Allen.
I missed the gamer.
Right?
Who could ever forget? 0.8 yards per play.
Per play. And then the ultimate underdog of them all. Paxton Lynch. Underdog, he was a underachiever.
Different under.
Yeah. But I think that's what it is. It's, you know, Broncos country has been just had a bunch of guys lined up. Hey, this is a diamond in a rough. This is an underdog.
Right.
This is a great story. This is a guy who's ready to blossom. You know, I understand it.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
They're just tired of it. You know, that fool me once. Okay. Fool me 8 times?
I mean, right. You
know, come on.
Yeah, I think that's a really.
This is really my fault.
I think it's an astute point that you brought up. You're trying to get above average play from guys who have, you know, been average. Now they have had moments. You know what the problem is? It's kind of like the old saying, don't ever judge a person by their best moment or their worst moment, somewhere in between. Don't judge a player by the outlier. It's like your offensive coordinator that's in town right now. What you're trying to get is the 2018 Minnesota season, right? Or 20, whatever that was, where they went to the NFC championship. But when you really look at it and you look at where he has been, if you go to the middle of where his averages are, you know, his offenses have been what? Average. So don't expect the outlier season from that particular individual. But I think when you're looking in the bill of goods you've been sold is you expect, hey, Flacco Super Bowl run. You expect, hey, Case Keenum that season where he was remarkable. And you're hoping that's what happens. And usually you kind of fall back to, what is it called? Fall back to the median. And I think that's been the issue with the Broncos quarterbacks and the lack of faith our fan base has.
Morning Brew coming up. Have you been following the story of Bishop Sycamore? This thing is one of the wildest things to come along in a long time. Share it with you next.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's time for your morning brew.
Things are going to get weird.
You're going to keep lightning, and you're going to crack thunder.
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino.
Damn, Jimmy. There's some serious gourmet.
Let's get it on.
You know, we've gotten a lot of calls, and we'll just kind of see how it goes. We really like this group. We'd like to keep the group, and but we are getting a lot of calls.
That ain't true.
Yeah, I'm Benny, I'm glad you played that. I'm kind of curious. Do you really think George Payton is getting a lot of calls about his surplus of defensive backs, or is he trying to drum up interest by making it sound like a lot of people are interested? Hey, you want to get in on this? We're getting a lot of calls.
No, I think they're getting a lot of calls. I think they're getting plenty of calls on guys like Bryce Callahan. Guys, you think about this league and the way it's constructed right now, 65-70% of the time, you're in sub. meaning you've got, you know, an extra DB on the field. You're playing nickel. And one of the things I told you, traveling around the country, talking to coaches, one of the things they always say, who's our nickel? Like, what's that nickel defender looking like? Because you think about the way you attack a football team, Mike, on the offensive side of the ball. You're not only attacking them from a scheme perspective, but a personnel perspective. And is our receiver in the slot better than your nickel cover guy? Can we expose that guy? Is that the guy we're going to on third down? Look at the Buffalo Bills last year. Cole Beasley was out of control last year, like an all-pro performer. Why? Because he's a targeted dude on third down. He's a third down machine because they're going to line him up, get him matched up in third down and six minus on some nickel guy, and he's going to spin him in circles.
Next on the Morning Brew.
How would you characterize the preseason and training camp that Cam Newton has had?
You know, again, last year was, you know, totally different. So I feel like everybody's way ahead of where they were last year. Certainly started at a much higher point than what he did last year. Definitely moving in the right direction.
Yeah, that direction is heading out of Foxborough after Cam Newton was cut yesterday.
Yeah, he's not heading in the right direction. Out of town.
Out of town.
That's the right direction for Bill Belichick.
Matt Jones gets the chance to start. It'll be sooner rather than later before we see Justin Fields. Which quarterback do you think has the better chance of making George Payton look bad for passing on him? Jones or Fields?
Oh, this year, I don't think there's any question. It's Jones.
I'm not talking about this year. I'm talking about long term.
Well, then I think it's Jones.
You think Jones will have the better NFL career?
Well, I mean, again, there's a lot to be played right now, but I just think the Patriots are a much better football team right now than the Bears.
And they have a proven track record.
Proven track record. You know, they have stability in what they do. Josh McDaniels is the head coach in waiting. Yeah, they're just paying him to hold the spot until Bill Belichick retires. Like, I think they have continuity there. Offensive scheme continuity, coaching staff continuity. They've loaded up their football team with free agents that can play. I think their line of scrimmage, they were one of the top teams in attempts last year running the football. And, oh, by the way, for the people that said, well, they got rid of Cam, they don't have a veteran mentor like you always like. They've got Brian Hoyer, who's been in the league for 100 years.
Classic middle-ish of June guy.
Classic. Guy you don't want, the guy you want in the meeting room, but you don't want to start.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Classic middle-ish. Next on the Morning Brew.
Damn you people, this is golf! A rock concert!
The PGA is thinking of banning Brooksy chants. So,
for Kepka?
No, for Bryson DeChambeau. Everywhere DeChambeau went last weekend, he heard Brooksy chants.
Didn't he almost shoot a 59, though?
Yes, but to the point where somebody called him Brooksy, and it almost... One of the reporters who was there said there was legitimate rage in this guy's eyes, that he was ready to go after this guy.
You know what would have been the best thing ever? If he went after some dude and he just got beat down. Because you know they make Bryson DeChambeau look like he's, you know, yoked up and he's drinking his protein shakes and he's doing all, and he's hitting 400-yard bombs. You know the guy's probably 5'9 and, you know, like 198 or something. Just got beat down. That's it.
But apparently they're thinking of basically tossing anybody that utters a Brooksy chant. Is that fair?
I mean,
come on now.
I think that I like it. I like golf kind of going a little Happy Gilmore on
it. You buy a ticket. There are some things that you don't automatically get to do just because you bought a ticket. Just because you bought a ticket doesn't give you, you know, carte blanche to do whatever you want.
It doesn't Philly and it doesn't New England.
if you want to heckle somebody,
yeah,
and you're not using vulgar language, hey, come on, DeChambeau. Hey, maybe you shouldn't come out and say that Augusta National is a different par for you than it is for everybody else. Maybe if you didn't say those kind of things, you wouldn't be a marked man.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, that's, I mean, that's fair. But I think if you're going to go out and say those things, then you got to deal with the consequences.
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah.
I
buck
agree.
Up, buckaroo.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I know you're tired. I know you're hurting. And I wish I could say something that was classy and inspirational. But that just wouldn't be our style. Pain heals. Chicks dig scars. Glory lasts forever. Rattle! Shotgun. DC right. Flip 90, dig. On the center, ready?
Flip 90, dig. Shane Falco.
Oh my
would
God.
Never be caught dead playing for Bishop Sycamore.
No, he wouldn't.
How about this Bishop Sycamore story? It's a phony school. It doesn't exist. Their school address is a P.O. box. And yet somehow they were able to talk their way onto ESPN as part of their high school football coverage. Should we condemn or congratulate them? And what the heck is going on over your old network? They got scammed by this.
They got duped by this? I don't know. By the way, I got a bunch of people on the text line. I appreciate you guys. Brian Hoyer, they cut him. So
No, but he's coming. He's going to be coming back.
Nobody's going to sign him.
Right. It's one of those procedural moves.
Okay.
Everyone's doing. So.
But, yeah, I saw something on the internet today that Aunt Becky is actually the admissions director of Bishop Sycamore.
Yeah.
So there's that.
I saw that Cam Newton was going to be their new quarterback.
Yeah.
So
Who's their head coach? What was the guy from the Chargers? The linebacker? They got catfished.
Oh, yeah. Who was that? Ow.
Manti Te'o.
Manti.
Knock on wood.
Oh, my goodness.
Bishop Sycamore.
Yeah, she doesn't go to Bishop Sycamore. She goes to a different school.
Aunt Becky. Wow. You're right. I don't know whether to bash him or I think I have to congratulate him. I mean, the fact that they were able to talk their way onto ESPN.
It feels
lose to IMG 58-0, and then halfway through the game, ESPN's announcers start to imply that Bishop Sycamore lied to get on television. You think?
By the way, yeah, I'm like, you've got to have a little bit better due diligence than that, I would think. And then two, did they just tell him a story to get on TV, or did some pockets get greased?
Yeah, might be more of the latter. You're right. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Coming up next, our John Clayton says the Broncos can finish as high as second in the AFC West. Do you agree? That's next. Don't forget, looking ahead, we've got a question mark coming up at 8 o'clock. You can always send in a question for Mark at any time during the show. Just put hashtag question mark. It's near the front of the line. Put hash brown, send it to the internet. You go to the absolute front of the line.
Of course you do.
Do not pass go.
Right. Just go get your $200.
Go get your money. Right. With inflation, I'm sure it's a lot more now. You should be getting more than just a couple hundred. John Clayton was on with us yesterday. And he said that he absolutely believes the Broncos can finish as high as second in the AFC West. Do you agree with him?
I think they've got a chance. I think the Chargers are intriguing to me. As a football team, they're intriguing to me. The issue is the Chargers. Like, they find ways to snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory.
Don't they?
They just do. I don't know. It's like if Colin Cowherd were talking about the Chargers, he'd say, the Chargers lose. They do. They just do. You know, they find a way to lose. They do. They just do. So I don't know what it is about them, but they just have a knack for making like a mistake at the absolute wrong time. I will say this though. Brandon Staley, who was a coach here, and went on to, you know, to coach it with the Rams, be the defensive coordinator, and then he got hired as the head coach of the Chargers. That dude is one of those guys that when you meet him, you can't help but be energized.
Oh, he's got the ode to McVay on him.
Oh, there is no question. When I talked to Brandon, I was like, dang, he is like, he
what
is.
What you're saying you always use? Somebody either.
Oh yeah.
Energy in the room. What's
right,
it called?
There's two
write
types,
it down, everybody. Like, kind of, Crash Davis, write it down.
Right. There's two types of people. Those who walk into a room and energize it and those who walk out of a room and energize it. You don't want to be the guy who walks out and everybody goes, thank God that guy's gone, right? You want to be the dude that walks in a room and brings energy to that room. And Staley is that guy. He's very much McVay in that way. Man, you have to do, think about Washington, the Washington football team and Daniel Snyder. Think about that staff. Mike Shanahan's coaching your football team. You've got Kyle Shanahan on your staff. You've got Matt LaFleur on your staff. You've got Sean McVay on your staff. I bet you there's a couple others. And you let them all walk out of your building. All of them.
Was Zach Taylor there as well?
I'm sure he probably was. You let them all walk out of your building. Because you're such a...
Easy?
Yeah.
You can just call him a turd if you want.
Yeah, you're a turd. Anyhow, but those dynamic energy guys that to me are authentic about it, you know, that's just who they are. You want those guys in your building.
Well, it's not, to me, this isn't about Staley. To me, this is about, does Justin Herbert have a sophomore regression? Does he have a sophomore slump?
See, that is, I think that's just
66% completion, yeah. 4,300 yards, 31 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. He made it look easy from the jump. Does he have any?
Yeah.
Any regression?
And that is the $64,000 question or $64 million question in today's game. Because of they made it their offensive coordinator, Steichen, their quarterback coach, Pep Hamilton. They really simplified things for him. And first and foremost, let me just say, he didn't need simplification because he's a really smart kid, but they just made it easy, kind of where they're going, what they're trying to do. And I mean, he was just rock solid. He just knew, he's just one of those guys. He reminds me a little bit of the way Mac Jones has played in the preseason. Just kind of, I know exactly where I want to go with the football. And if I see it, I'm going to rip it.
Nate Jackson, who, by the way, folks, we got a new show now. On After Us. We hand it off at 9 a.m. to Chad Brown and Nate Jackson. They're going to be doing a show together.
Okay.
Sandy Clough, not going anywhere. He's going to be on at nights with Sean Drotar, 9 to midnight here on The Fan. So we look forward to that. But Nate Jackson insists that you're going to see quarterback play go down this year because fans will be back in the stands. That it was so quarterback friendly, mm-hmm. the environment in stadiums last year, that you're going to see they're going to struggle more. And I wonder if Herbert might be an example of that.
Well, Mike, you went on the road. Well, think about this. It's the easiest, and I talked about this while you were gone. Last year was the easiest year in the history of the National Football League for quarterbacks. He had more touchdowns, less interceptions, more completion percentage, whatever, all that stuff, right? And part of the reason that Drew Locke ended up losing this battle is you had all that stuff, and you still were last in the league in completions. You still led the league in interceptions, all those things. It's only going to get more difficult with crowd noise. And not only the crowd noise, because I'll give Nate Jackson credit on that, not only the crowd noise, but when you go to a place like Kansas City, you eliminate 30-40% of your playbook. Like, we can't run these things because of this noise. Guess what? Last year, your playbook was 100% open at all times. It's a different strategy going forward. So, yeah, he's 100% right on that.
So check them out coming up here at 9 a.m. Coming up next is George Payton's view of how to beat the Chiefs, the right plan. That's next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.